Can you first of all share a little bit about these miracles that you spoke about today?
Well, Dan, you know, it's exciting to be here in Florida with the Christian Medical Conference. We have physicians from all over the world reporting on miracles. And I reported a miracle that happened on our heart service here almost 1 year ago. Mm-hmm. We had a 53-year-old gentleman that came to the emergency room with a massive heart attack.
Now, where was this?
This was in West Palm Beach, Florida. Uh-huh. And this gentleman came in with a very large heart attack. He was very sick, and actually his heart stopped. And the medical people worked on him for over 40 minutes in the emergency room and declared him dead. And they called me in to evaluate the patient towards the end of his treatment in the emergency room, or really the treatment trying to revive this man, and it was unsuccessful. But as I was walking and leaving the room, and after the room was empty and the nurse preparing the body to take down to the morgue, the Holy Spirit told me to turn around and pray for that man. And Dan, I don't know if you know this, but when the Holy Spirit talks to you, you have to respond. And it's sometimes a quiet voice, and this was a quiet voice. And to honor the Lord, I did turn around. I went to the side of that stretcher where that body was being prepared for the morgue, and there was no life in that man. His face and feet and arms were completely black with death. And I sat next to that body, and I said, Lord, Father, how am I going to pray for this man? He's dead. What can I do? And all of a sudden, these words came out of my mouth. Father God, I cry out for the soul of this man. If he does not know you as his Lord and Savior, raise him from the dead now in Jesus' name. And Dan, it was amazing. A couple minutes later, we were looking at the monitor, and all of a sudden the heartbeat showed up on the monitor. It was a perfect beat, a normal beat. And then a couple minutes more, all of a sudden the abdomen on this patient started moving, and then the fingers started moving, and then the toes started moving. And then all of a sudden he started mumbling words. And there was a nurse in the room. She wasn't a believer, and she screamed out. She said, Dr. Crandall, what have you done to this patient? And I said, all I've done is cry out for his soul in Jesus' name. Well, we quickly rushed that gentleman down to the intensive care unit. The hospital was buzzing about it, that a dead man had been brought back to life. And we revived him. He was in the intensive care unit, and a couple days later, he woke up. And he had an amazing story, and I said, where have you been? Where were you that day that you had that massive heart attack and you were gone, and we prayed you back from life in Jesus' name? He said, Dr. Crandall, it's the most amazing thing. He said, I was in a dark room. There was no life there. It was complete darkness, and I was in a casket, and he said, I was so disappointed. He kept saying, I'm so disappointed. And I said, well, what happened? He said, none of my family came to visit me, none of my friends, none of my colleagues. He said, I was in complete darkness, and then all of a sudden, these men came in and they wrapped me up and they threw me in the trash. Dan, he was in hell that day. And as he told that story, I cried out to the Lord, Lord, this gentleman needs to accept you as Lord and Savior. So I explained the salvation message to this man as he sat in that bed. And I held his hand and I cried out to God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that this man accepts you as his Lord and Savior. And right there in that room, in the intensive care unit, in that little bed, he held out his hand and accepted Christ as his Savior with tears rolling down his eyes. And now he's a child of God. And I said, you never have to be thrown in the trash into total darkness, that the life of Christ is in you, the light is in you, the kingdom of heaven is on you now.
Wait, was there any brain damage at all?
No, there was no brain damage at all. He's completely normal. I was most concerned about his hands because his fingers were like completely black. He had some numbness in his fingers and his feet, but that is totally resolved.
How old would he be?
He was 53 years old. He was a car mechanic and had a family that were believers, but he left that family 20 years ago because he didn't believe in the Lord. And that family continued to pray for 20 years for the salvation of this man. And his ex-wife was on her hands and knees for 20 years praying for the salvation of her ex-husband who came to know the Lord that day.
Have you seen other cases of people being raised as well from the dead?
Well, we've had one. I've been witness to three cases. And we have had one other case that we've been involved in. And this was another patient that came to the hospital, massive heart attack. And it was the day that I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I've been praying for weeks that I would receive this mighty baptism that the Lord can give us. And we were working on this patient who came in again with a massive heart attack, didn't survive in the operating room, and all of a sudden, the baptism of the Holy Spirit hit me. The Lord sent it. And I started speaking in the spiritual language and crying over this patient in the operating room theater that had passed away. And then within 5-10 minutes, the heartbeat came back, the pulse came back, life came back into this person. And again, the nurses who are not believers looked at me like, there goes Dr. Crandall on another case.
Okay. Finally, what would you like to say to doctors who don't believe any of this supernatural stuff?
I would just like to say to my colleagues and physicians out there that the Lord is real. We've seen miracles. We pray for our patients daily. And I cannot say that there's not one week that goes by that we don't see a mighty miracle in our office. The people need this. They need the power of Christ in their life. They need the power of Christ for healing. And I would just encourage you to get involved in a church. Meet with a minister. Meet with a healing service that believes in the power of Jesus Christ. We love our colleagues in medicine. We pray for them, and we ask, Lord Father, in Jesus' name, that they would come to you soon and quickly. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.